USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to edge downward, President Biden says, "I did that." The president touting his administration's response to rising gas prices over the summer.
I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, gas prices are coming down, more than 10 cents a gallon nationally.
Republicans have criticized President Biden's decisions to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and reverse many of former President Donald Trump's policies aimed at keeping oil production in the United States and keeping us energy independent. A new poll finds wide mistrust of Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. 64% of respondents say the government should be doing more to regulate big tech companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The NHL is officially announcing its players will not participate in the 2020 Winter Olympics in Beijing, the league citing its regular season as being materially disrupted as COVID cases rise and games continue to get postponed. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman saying 50 games already have been postponed through December 23rd. Olympic participation is no longer feasible. Bettman went on to add, the league looks forward to Olympic participation in 2026. Jurors in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial have one more day to reach a verdict before Christmas. The jury returning to the Manhattan courtroom today to decide Maxwell's fate. She's accused of helping convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein recruit and abuse girls. Epstein committed suicide under suspicious circumstances in a jail cell 2 years ago while awaiting his own trial. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Michigan police officers are recovering after getting shot east of Flint on Tuesday. The two officers were rushed to the hospital and both are expected to recover. Genesee Sheriff Chris Swanson telling reporters at a press conference that the investigation is ongoing.
This is a long game. I've been in close contact with our prosecutor, David Layton. His office has assisted us with search warrants to gather more evidence. We only have one suspect, and as I said, the suspect is deceased.
Sheriff Swanson thanking the officers for responding quickly and helping escort those injured to the hospital. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says California will require healthcare workers to get booster shots against the coronavirus.
The Democratic governor said Tuesday the action will ensure hospitals are prepared as a new variant spreads throughout the state. Governor Gavin Newsom's California already requires healthcare workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now it joins New Mexico as at least the second state to require healthcare workers to get a booster shot. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Tonight's Powerball drawing could result in a whole lot of extra holiday cheer for someone out there. The jackpot stands at a whopping $378 million. The cash option works out to just shy of $276 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.